You are listening to the Grace to Dominate STEM podcast, where we serve those that God has called to the fields of science, technology, engineering, and math to equip you to not only go out and be the light in your field, but know you are graced to dominate STEM. Hi everybody, happy new year. I'm so excited that it's a new year. I hope y'all have had a happy holiday and you are enjoying your new year just like I am. But if you don't know, my name is Marilyn Chanel and I am the hostess of the Grace to Dominate STEM podcast. And if you don't know, STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. So this is for all the people that are pursuing a career in STEM or they already have a career in STEM. So if you're in science, you're in tech, you're in engineering, you're in math, and you're looking to build your relationship with God in the process, this is the podcast for you. So today, I am excited to give you something that I think would be of a benefit to you and your position in science, in tech, engineering, or in math. So if you're new, or even if you're not new, just drop in the comments, what part of STEM are you in and what is your title or your role? Or if you're not in STEM yet and you're pursuing your career, just let me know, like, what is something that you aspire to be? Do you aspire to be, a mechanical engineer? You aspire to be a math teacher? Just let me know. I would love to hear what it is you do or what it is that you aspire to do in the comments. So I currently work as, I'll get into that later. But let's just go ahead and hop into the message because I think it is going to be good for you. So anybody that God has called to any area in STEM, God places you in that position. And by the title of this video, you shall be affirmed and sustained. When I was reading this, I was so excited because it really resonated with who we are and who God has called us to be in our position, and how when God puts things in position, He not only affirms it and calls it good, but He sustains it as well. All right. Let's just go to the creation. Let's just go into the beginning. So we're going to start at Genesis, and we're going to start with the first things that God created. And one of the first things that God created was light. So in Genesis chapter 1, verse 4, it says that God saw that the light was good. So in Genesis chapter 1, verse 4, God said, "Let there be light." He called it into position. And once He placed it into that position, He said, God saw that the light was good. God saw that it was pleasing. God saw that it was useful. And He affirmed and sustained it. So I'm reading out of the Amplified Version. And we're going to go through about 4 points of the things that God created, and then He affirmed and He sustained. So the very first one that I have pulled up is the light that God created. And hold on, I'm just pulling it up real quick. That way I can read it for you. All right, so the first thing was God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, it was pleasing, it was useful, and He affirmed and sustained it. So let's go down to Genesis chapter 1, verse 10, where God created the next thing, which was the land and the seas. And before we go to what God created, let's go to the definition of what it means to affirm and sustain. So the definition of affirm means to state politely. It means to state as a fact. It means to assert strongly. It means to accept or confirm the validity of. So you confirm that this thing is right, this thing is true, this thing is a fact. And it also means to assert something as valid or confirmed. So now let's go to what sustain means. So sustain means to give support or relief to. It means to supply with sustenance. It means to keep up or prolong. It means to support the weight of. It means to support as true, legal, or just. It means to allow or admit as valid. And it means to support by adequate proof or confirm. So when God created light and he said, let there be light, once there was light in the sky, God affirmed it and he said, okay, this thing is true. This thing is valid. This thing is going to hold up to this stuff. This thing is going to hold up to what I called it to be. All right, so now let's go on to the next thing. So the next thing that God did was in Genesis chapter 1, verse 10, God created the dry land and the seas. So in Genesis chapter 1, verse 10, I'm still reading out of the Amplified version. God called the dry land earth. Hold on. Let's go to verse 9. Then God said, let the waters below the heavens be gathered into one place of standing, pulled in together, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the gathering of the waters he called seas. And God saw that this was good, pleasing, useful, and he affirmed and sustained it. So God created the light, then God created the dry land and the seas, and he both affirmed and sustained it. Let's go to the third one. So the next one is the vegetation. So Genesis chapter 1, verse 12, the earth. Let's go to 11. Genesis chapter 1, verse 11. And God said, let the earth sprout tender vegetation, plants yielding seed and fruit trees bearing fruit according to, limited to, consistent with their kind, whose seed is in them upon the earth. And it was so. The earth sprouted and abundantly produced vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their kind, and trees bearing fruit with seed in them according to their kind. And God saw that it was good, and he affirmed and sustained it. All right, I got one more, and that is the sun and the moon. Verse 16, let's start with that one. God made the two great lights, the greater light, the sun, to rule the day, and the lesser light, the moon, to rule the night. He made the galaxies of the stars also, that is, all the amazing wonders in the heavens. God placed them in the expanse. So God placed these things in the sky of the heavens to provide light upon the earth, to rule over the day and the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, and he affirmed and sustained it. So one thing is, God gave all of these things a command. God gave the light, God gave the dry land and the seas, God gave the vegetation, and God gave the sun and the moon a command, right? He created it, he gave it a command or a function and said, this light is gonna light up the earth. This dry land is gonna be here. You vegetation, you're going to produce seed. You're going to yield fruit. The sun and the moon, the sun, you're going to light up the day. The moon, you're going to light up the night. God made these things. He formed these things. And then he gave it a command or a function. And then after that, he put these things into position. And once these things were in position, that's when at the end, God said that it was good. He affirmed and sustained it. So I want you to keep this in mind before we go over to having a person that God created and then he affirmed and sustained. So let's think about these four points. God made it. God gave it a command or a function. He put them in position, and then he affirmed and sustained it. So think about what this means for you as a person pursuing or who already has their career in science, in tech, engineering, or math. God created you. What command or function did God give you in your position? And then, has God already put you in your position? Or when God does put you in position, you can start thinking about how God affirms and sustains you once you get into that position. So, let's talk about somebody named David. I feel like God is telling me to talk about how God is using me now. You know, how God created me to be somebody who is in STEM, right? So I'm in science. I majored in chemistry in college. I had high hopes, high dreams. I just wanted to be a doctor. I can let you guys know on that a little bit later, but I wanted to be a doctor of alternative medicine or holistic medicine. And there were some dips and turns and different things, but throughout this time, God gave me a command or a function to start a podcast for other people who are pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, and math. And even when I was pursuing my career in chemistry, my degree in chemistry, throughout that time, I was really like adamantly building my relationship with God. Like he was really drawing me closer to him. And God gave me a command or a function to start the podcast to help other people who are pursuing their career in STEM and wanted to build their relationship with him in the process. And now that God has put me in this position to have this, he has been affirming and sustaining me to carry out what he's called me to do. And he wants and will do the same thing for you. All right. So now let's talk about David, somebody who God created, God gave a command, and then God affirmed, put him in position, and then God affirmed and sustained. So David, let's talk about King David. So there was, before King David, there was a king that was not obedient to God. I'm gonna just give you like the Cliff Notes version, that God had put a king over the people of Israel in the Bible. And this king at the time had been disobedient to God, and God was calling another king to raise up in order to be king over these people of Israel. And so God sent a prophet to anoint this man named David to be king. So let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 12. And so it says, the Lord said to Samuel, arise, anoint him, for this is he. God had sent this prophet to go to a man who had, Cliff Notes version, God sent Samuel to go to, what's his name? Jesse. Jesse was a man who had sons, right? And so God sent Samuel the prophet to go and anoint David as king. And so he had went, this prophet had gone and went from son to son to son to son to son and saying, surely this has to be the king. And God was like, nah, that's not it. And then he went to another son. Surely this has to be the king. Nah, that's not it. And so he went through all of the sons until he got to the last son, which was King David. And then that's when the Lord said to Samuel, arise, anoint him, for this is he. He had gone through every other son, the sons that had looked like they would fit the part, the sons that had looked like they were handsome or strong or looked like they were old enough or looked like they were able to carry the load. But God went to the last son and said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. So God gave Samuel, God went for the son that was after his heart. God went for the son who, even though it looked like he wasn't fit for the job, he wasn't fit for the position, it still didn't matter what anybody else said. If David was the one that God chose, that was the one who it had to be. So God gave this prophet Samuel the command to anoint David and said his position was king. So back to the beginning, you remember when I said God created it? And then God gave it a command or a function, right? So God created it. So God created David, like he created all of us. And then God gave this prophet a command and said, anoint this person as king. So God created him and God gave him the command that David would be the king. But David wasn't put in his position just yet. So let's keep going. So in verse 13, it says, Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David in the presence of his brothers. And the spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward. And so from here, David went through a process before he had to become king. So first, David played the harp for the current king. Whenever he was greatly troubled, he played the harp for him. And then David went on to fight some battles. David went on to fight some battles, which is like one of the biggest ones was when David fought Goliath. And everybody knows that when David fought Goliath, right? With those smooth stones and the slingshot. So he took down a big old giant, and he was small. But he still wasn't king yet, even after this, right? So before David became king, he took him through a process of even this other king wanting to kill him, this other king wanting to, kill him. Yeah, and then was jealous of him. But eventually, and we'll talk about the pruning process and the process that God takes you through before you get to your position. But let's go to the part where David is now anointed as king. So in 2 Samuel verse 5, chapter 5, verse 3. So all the elders of Israel came to King at Hebron, and King David made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed him king over Israel. So now we see that David is now being put into position. He was created, he was given a command or a function by the prophet, and then three, he is now being put into his position as king. And so, after David became king, we see that God has put him into position. And then now, after he has been put into position, we see how God starts to affirm and sustain David. So one of the first examples of David being affirmed and sustained is in 2 Samuel verse chapter 5, verse 10, it says, David became greater and greater for the Lord, the God of hosts, armies who was with him. So that goes to show us that once David was in that position, even before David got in that position, God was affirming and sustaining him. God was still with him. God was still allowing David to become greater and greater. In verse 2 Samuel verse chapter 5 verse 12, it says, and David knew that the Lord had established him as king. God had been affirming David in order for him to know that, right? And David knew that the Lord had established him as king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for his people Israel's sake. So it wasn't just for David. It was for God's people. It was to help God's people. It was to save God's people. And so for even as us as people in STEM that God has called to the areas of science, technology, engineering, and math, when God places you in your position, it's not just for you. When God places you in your position, it's not just so that people can sing of your praises. It's not just so people can say, oh my gosh, she's so great, or he's so great, or he does so much great things. That's not the sole purpose. It's for his kingdom to rule. It's for God to have to work through us to save other people, to work through us to bring other people to him, to draw other people to him. And David didn't forget that. David knew that the Lord exalted him as king in order for the people of Israel. And so the same thing goes for us. I know that this podcast isn't just for me. I know that as God exalts this podcast, it isn't just for me, but it's for the people's sake. It's for your sake. Somebody who's pursuing a career in STEM, it's for your sake, right? And so the same thing goes for you. As God exalts and as God places you in a position, it's not just for you. And God affirmed David. So David understood that God established him as king. God put him in that position as king over Israel and exalted his kingdom for his people's, for the people of Israel's sake. All right, so let's keep on going. How God continued to affirm and sustain David. So another example is in 2 Samuel verse 5, chapter 5, verses 17 through 21. And the gist of that was God was saying, I will give the Philistines into your hand. God was saying that he will give David's enemies into his hand. God will be able to conquer his enemies. And then by the end of that chapter, God gave David some instructions. And God said, when you hear the trumpet, act. Take action. And then God said, I will go out before you to strike the army. And then God did just that. God striked David's enemies right before his eyes. All right, let's go with another way that God affirmed and sustained David is God made a covenant with David. So in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 8, it says, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you have gone, and I have cut off all your enemies. God is reminding David of what he did, right? And I have cut off all your enemies from before you, and I will make you a great name, like that of the great men of the church. And God said in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 16, your house or your royal dynasty and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever. So in these two, God is saying not only did God sustain David, but God also sustained David's lineage. God also sustained the people coming after David, his sons, his daughters, the people coming after him. God said that he would sustain them as well. So this is just another example of how once God put him in position, he affirmed him and he sustained him. And let's go to some of David's triumphs, right? And one of the things, and I want you guys to read this on your own time and study David and study how God created him, he called him, he gave him a command and said, you will be king. Then he put him in position as king, and then he affirmed David and sustained David as king. And David had many triumphs after that. So in 2 Samuel chapter 8, verse 6 and on down, keep on reading about how David triumphed. But one of the things that stuck out was how God said, and how the word of God says in 2 Samuel chapter 8, verse 6, it says, and the Lord preserved David wherever he went. And I want you to put your name in there. And the Lord preserved Marilyn wherever he went. And the Lord preserved Mariah wherever she went. And the Lord preserved Jeremiah wherever he went. Put your name in there. As somebody that God has called to the fields of science, technology, engineering, and math, God will preserve you wherever you go. If he's called you to it, he will preserve you in that position. And the definition of preserve means to maintain something in its original or existing state, to keep from injury, harm, or destruction. God did that for David. He protected him. He kept him from injury and harm against his enemies. To keep alive and intact. God did that for David when he had the king that I was talking about before, which was King Saul, trying to kill him before David ever got into his king position. God kept David alive. God kept David intact. God kept him free from decay. And I'm reading the Webster's definition. Another definition of preserve means to keep safe from decomposition. And another definition of preserve means to keep up and reserve for personal or special use. God kept up and reserved David for the special use to be king. And not only the special use to be king, but the special use to save and protect the people of Israel. All right, so now that we've done all that, what does this mean for you? What does this mean for you as somebody who's pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, and math? Number one, God created you. He created all of us. Just like he created the light, just like he created the land and the seas, just like he created the sun and the moon, just like he created the vegetation, like we were talking about in Genesis and how he allowed these things to be created. And then two, he gave these things a command. God has a special purpose for you. He has a certain function for you. One of the things God has a function for us to do on this earth is to bring him glory. And this is for the people that God has called to the fields of science, technology, engineering, and math. If that is your function, this is for you. If God has given you that function, this is for you. And so once you've gotten that function, God puts you in position. And just like David, he didn't automatically, once God gave him the command or the function, once God had somebody anoint him as king, he didn't immediately become king. There was a process. And the same thing goes for you. The same thing has been going for me. And even now, I'm still going through a process before God puts places me in positions, right? How we go through a process and then God places us in position. So don't grow weary or don't get discouraged if you're still going through that process. I think we'll be always going through a process before we hit positions in life. And then once you get in position, God shall affirm and sustain you. He shall keep you. He shall preserve you. He shall keep you alive. He shall keep you safe. He shall keep you from death. He shall, like all those definitions, God shall affirm and sustain you in your position. So that was good. All right, so I hope you guys had an amazing week. I pray you all go back and study this message, go back and study the notes, study the scriptures that I've given you and how this relates to your life and how this can relate to just the things that you are going through and things that you're doing, how you're created. You're given a command or function. You're put in position, and then you are affirmed and sustained. But yeah, hope you guys have an amazing week. This has been another episode of the Grace to Dominate STEM podcast. Follow me, leave a review on, if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or any of your podcast platforms. Like, comment, subscribe, or follow me at Marilyn Chanel and follow us on Instagram. Like, do all the social media stuff is all I can say. But yeah, so hope you guys have an amazing week. Love you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Remember, you are graced to dominate STEM.